Lively Stones Meditations, Monday, 18th October, 2021. Some to be evangelists. Ephesians 4, verses 10 to 13. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. To be an evangelist means to preach the gospel. Indeed, the root of the expression is two words, good and tidings, the latter being why angels are named angels. In fact, evangelist has the word angel at the center of it. And they bring God's message. The suggestion is that we must all be preachers, and 2 Timothy appears to confirm this notion. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, and do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. To whom is this verse referring? If we look at 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 to 17, and 4, verses 1 to 2, we read that Paul says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching." I must admit a degree of confusion in my understanding here. It appears that some are to be evangelists, that is, preachers, and yet there is an expectation that all become evangelists and preachers. After puzzling over this for some time, I prayed last night and asked the Lord to unravel this knot in my understanding. Well, this morning came the answer in the Seeds of the Kingdom from LL Ministries, this one written by Liz Griffin. God's gift. God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, New Living Translation. We read in the Bible about God giving gifts to his people. In Romans 12, verses 6 to 8, we read, "In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you're a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly." In Ephesians 4, verses 11 to 12, we read about people who are gifts to the church: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. They are responsible for equipping and building up the body of Christ. In Corinthians 12, 8 to 10, we read of spontaneous words or actions which are supernaturally empowered by the Holy Spirit to fulfill God's purposes in his particular timing. It appears that each person receives at least one gift, and the purpose of the gifts God gives is to bless others. However, he has given each one of us a special gift through the generosity of Christ, Ephesians 4:7. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so that we can help each other. 1 Corinthians 12:7. And in his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. 1 Corinthians 12:7a. God-given gifts are not limited to Christians, and we see in the world around us those who have natural abilities and talents that bring enjoyment to others, but these gifts can be used to spiritually influence others, either promoting the kingdom of darkness or the kingdom of God. So what a joy it is to find Christians who have given their natural abilities and talents to God to be used for his glory. The last time I did a Seed of the Kingdom, I wrote about fishermen in danger of losing their lives at sea, crying out to the Lord. The day before my seed was published, a sculpture was unveiled on the South Pier at Lowestoft as a memorial for lost fishermen. What a blessing to receive that news from a reader of Seeds of the Kingdom. The artist is a Christian who prays that his artwork, based on a few words of scripture, will make a lasting impact on people's lives. The gospel singer-songwriter Marilyn Baker gave her musical ability to God and asked him to anoint her to write songs that would speak about his amazing love. A music professor at her college told her something had changed. Her previous efforts at harmony composition had been boring, but her new work was exciting. Our church has organized teams to do a couple of project days as an outreach to local people in need of help. Some did interior decorating, some gardening, and others baked cakes. The recipients were so amazed at the love and care shown to them. One lady said she was especially blessed to be given a cake. No one had ever baked a cake for her before. In God's kingdom, we see his infinite variety of gifts working together in unity to glorify him. On Sunday, I see there are those who lovingly serve others. Some greet people with a warm welcome. Some serve hot drinks. Some who look after their babies and toddlers. Some teach the older children. Some lead the worship with singing and playing music. Some give testimony. And some preach the message. When the sun shines through the glass chandelier in the entrance lobby of LL Grange, all the colours of the rainbow are reflected on the walls. Each colour is different from the others, but when each colour is joined together, their unity brings the perfect light which shines from the sun. To me, this is a picture of the manifold, multifaceted, varied grace of God. Each of us make our individual and unique contribution, and together God's love will be shown to the world. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your beautiful gifts that you have given to us to shine forth your glory in the world. Please help me to be content with the gift you have given me and to appreciate those gifts you have given to others without envy. I surrender my abilities and strengths to you and ask you to anoint them for your purposes by your Holy Spirit. May the kingdom of your dear Son, Jesus, be displayed in your church. In Jesus' name, amen. That all of the ministries we have, whether fivefold, sevenfold, seen or unseen, our gifts from God is readily understood. But what is perhaps less so is that preaching, being evangelistic if you like, is a gift that comes with growing into God's purpose. We are each preaching his word, his message, by who we are in him. But to some, he makes it their prime expression of him. A Holy Occupation, Oswald Chambers, on prayer. Prayer to us is not practical, it is stupid. And until we see that prayer is stupid, that is, stupid from the ordinary, natural, common sense point of view, we will never pray. It is absurd to think that God is going to alter things in answer to prayer. But that is what Jesus says he will do. It sounds stupid, but it is stupidity based on his redemption. The reason that our prayers are not answered is that we're not stupid enough to believe what Jesus says. From "So Send I You." Our song today is "Sweet Peace, the Gift of God's Love," sung by George Beverly Shea.